Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope, you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today's saying from Do It Now is a short one, but an important one. Talk to give utterance to thought, and not merely to make noise. I remember a play that I was in many years ago. I was a schoolboy in Switzerland. I was only 9 years old. And I was supposed to be, we were all dressed up as women, and we didn't have enough girls, so the boys and the girls both in this small school had to play the parts of these women at a tea party. And I'll never forget standing at the top of the stairs with these high-heeled shoes, and I couldn't walk in them, so I kicked them downstairs and then caught up with them and put them on just before I went out. But anyway, in this play, all these women were talking, and so it didn't very much matter that I didn't even know French yet. That was the language that they spoke there, but I was new. So I remember talking very little French, and mostly it was babble. And it occurred to me that that's how, I mean, it didn't seem to hurt the play at all. The fact that I was there babbling and other people were talking in French, nobody could figure out what anybody was saying. Anyway, I forget what the plot was, and I suppose there were a few people who came on with solo parts, but it struck me and sort of lingered in my memory as an example of how so much talking is just sort of there to make noise. It's like a joke in Calcutta. This man says to a young man, "My boy, are you married?" The boy answers, "Well, what do you mean, am I married? I'm married to your own daughter. Of course you know I'm married." And the older man says, "Yes, yes, of course, I know. But I just wanted to say something and couldn't think of anything else." So many people are like that. But, you know, it's not just a question of giving thought to what you say. It's not, we can say something at least, but what we say, even if it's intelligible, may not be intelligent. And even if it's intelligent, may not be wise. And so what we should do is go beyond just the ordinary babble that we may utter, even when we think we're saying something of interest. Just stop to think, well, is it really interesting? And people who make a big noise about political and conventions and who's going to win and so on, when you finally step back from it, look back a few years later maybe, if you were to listen to all that stuff maybe recorded in 1950, you would feel, my God, what a lot of noise, what a lot of wasted energy, because the issues don't touch you so closely anymore. But probably there are other issues that do, that in fact don't have any more meaning. You see, what we do in this world is so transient, so temporary. All the things we've run after, all the exciting events that we've lived and so on, they won't mean anything later on. When you look back from the other world and look on this life, so many things that seemed important to you won't seem so anymore. There was a man who became a monk, and he told me that what brought him onto the path was an experience that he'd had when going down for the third time, just about to go down for the third time, he seemed to be drowning. He was floundering around, and just at that moment he saw a branch above his head and clung to it, and his life was saved. But he said that at a certain point, his whole life flashed in front of him. You've seen this. You've heard this talked about many times in your life, I'm sure. But what intrigued me in his statement was that things that I thought were important, I suddenly realized weren't important at all. And many things that hadn't seemed important, I suddenly realized were pivotally important in my life. And it made me reevaluate my directions, my purposes, what I wanted out of life, and it led me to seeking God and giving my life to that search. Well, let me read to you a part of the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam Explained. It's by Paramahansa Yogananda. While listening to a piece of music I wrote to hear while reading this great scripture, it has become a scripture in Yogananda's explanations. And let me play the music and then read a stanza from this book, which is pertinent to today's saying. But leave the wise to wrangle, and with me the quarrel of the universe let be. And in some corner of the hubbub couched, make game of that which makes as much of thee. The paraphrase written by Paramahansa Yogananda. Let the theoretically wise wander in endless argument among dusty exhibits in the Museum of Theology. And let scientists puzzle to their minds' content over the paradoxes of reality. Universal truths cannot be easily grasped by the frail tendrils of human thought. Laugh, then, at the need to puzzle over anything. While others argue and harangue, slip away to some distant, quiet place. Sit a while in deep inner silence and meditate on the joyful, loving nature of the infinite. Why, let your head be bowed by weighty riddles that never can be solved. Why take things so tragically? Look upon life as an amusing sport, for sport evidently is what life makes of you. The expanded meaning says, when people first start out on the search for truth, their quest often is merely intellectual. They pride themselves on the subtlety of their reasoning and see not how like their theories are to bubbles blown on a breeze, held briefly together by the surface tension of their unproved conviction. Every theory ardently espoused is at odds with every other. Each noisily attracts customers to its booth by vaunting its own brilliance and originality. It is an exciting game at first, as the ego runs eagerly in passionate pursuit of one bubble after another. At last, however, nothing lingers in the mind but spiritual doubt and confusion. The intellect, like a tour guide with a limited itinerary, can only show its group of puzzled tourists through room after overfurnished room of the same tawdry mansion. To find truth, one must transcend the intellect and enter the portals of inner silence in deep meditation. Ah, devotee, find the secret frontier of intuition. Cross over it into the kingdom of truth. As you travel steadfastly along the path of inner peace, avoid exciting yourself over outward events in your life. Do not take things too seriously. They will be what they will be. Life pursues its own tortuous paths, forever unpredictably. The best way to view life is as a cosmic play filled with contrasting failures and successes, defeats and victories. Enjoy it as a sport, caring not whether you win or lose. Does it not appear sometimes that life is playing with you? You may set your conditions, but aren't most of them ignored? Well, if life is bent on teasing you, why not get into the spirit of the thing? Whenever the ball comes your way, throw it back again with equal energy. That was from a reading from the book The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam Explained by Paramhansa Yogananda. You can get this book at many bookstores and also at the East-West bookstore in Mountain View. The music you can buy in many record stores and also at that same East-West bookstore. And the deep and wonderfully inspiring teaching in this book is something that I believe can change your life. I highly recommend it. We have also just, we're having a very good success with the record album, the CD and cassette. So if you can find this music, I think you'll love to get it. It's called I, Omar. When you speak, don't give utterance only to thought, but try to give utterance to wisdom. Let's read this saying then again from my little book of sayings, Do It Now. Talk to give utterance to thought and not merely to make noise. Think, as they say, before you speak. Joy to you.